Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Marnie Swedberg, and I am pulling an impromptu blog talk show here because we just released Sane Social Networking in 15 Minutes a Day, and this is an ebook that we have been working toward getting launched for several months. Way back in December of 2008, which isn't all that long ago, but as far as social networking history goes, it's ancient history. So way back in December, my business coaches convinced me to join. Well, one of my coaches said, you've just got to join Twitter. It's just like your personality. He said, you just got to do it. And I was really determined not to join any social networking sites at all. All I saw was a bunch of time waste, a bunch of time lost, and I did not have time to mess around with social networking. And so I had just been resisting, but he said, listen, Marty, Twitter is just your personality. You're in quick, you're out quick. You just you communicate in short sound bites. He says, just like you. So I went over there, and sure enough, I loved Twitter. And within just a short period of time, I needed to get a hold of someone who the only way I could get a hold of them was through their Facebook profile, and someone else who the only way I could get a hold of them was through their LinkedIn profile. And I ended up setting up accounts at all three of those networks. Now, if that hadn't happened just that way, and simultaneously, if I hadn't had the thought to pull my Google advertising and to just see what this social networking thing could do, I would never be able to tell you what I can tell you today. But what I found was that within 1 month, it was a very short period of time, maybe it was 6 weeks, but it was a very, very short period of time, that social networking at those three sites, and I had a couple other sites set up, maybe like MySpace and different sites that I set up at first that really haven't panned out for me very well. But between Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, for me personally, for my life, for my businesses and ministries, these three have been really awesome. And they, within a few weeks, had replaced all of the Google advertising, the hits that had come in from those, and the new signups, and the income had all been replaced by social networking, which, by the way, is free. So the question is asked then by many people, well, how long do you have to spend every day doing that? And the answer is about 15 minutes a day. And a lot of people who are doing social networking are literally spending hours, hours and hours and hours, and you just don't have to do that. So here's the book. Here's the ebook. This little ebook is just, it isn't even, 40 pages long. It takes about 30 minutes, maybe an hour to read. You might want to go back and reread sections that were unclear to you the first time, because by the time you get to the end, if you go back and reread it, everything that was unclear will be clear. It's kind of like learning a new language a little bit, but it's very easy. So it's just important for me to communicate to you this morning on the launch of Sane Social Networking in 15 Minutes a Day. On the launch of this book, I just want to communicate to you that it is very possible for you to meaningfully connect with your entire group of people who are currently on a social network in less than 15 minutes a day. And you are going to, if you use this system, you're going to join kind of an elite group of social networkers who don't do it for the same reasons that other people do it. For example, I did not ever join a social network in order to spend a lot of time online chatting with people. I don't have that kind of time. I run a restaurant. We have a retail store. I have these online sites and ministries that are going on. I am an author, a speaker. There's just too many other things that call for my attention. And if you are a pastor or a women's ministry leader or a business owner or a leader of any type, you are in the same situation that I am. You do not have time to go online and play games and get involved with everybody's little stuff all the time. You just can't. But what this system has allowed me to do, it's really given me the best of both worlds, and it can do the same for you, which is why I'm sharing it. It's allowed me to play on social networking sites. So really, like twice a month, maybe. I don't really have a schedule, but whenever I have an extra hour or two and I'm just sitting somewhere and I don't have anything in particular that I need to do and I feel like going on to Facebook or Twitter or whatever, I get to go on there and just hang out enjoy, look at people's photo albums, chat on people's walls and different things like that. And when I don't have time, I just do my 15 minutes a day, and that's all there is to it. So basically, if you want to accomplish what you need to get done with social networking, which actually, if you're in a position of leadership, you need to be in a social networking system of some type. You need to take action on this now. Other people in your position have already done it, and I consider social networking right now, toward the end of 2009, is almost as basic as saying thank you. You have to be there. If you're not there already, you'll be there after a while. You might as well get there now. Everybody starts with zero. Everybody's groups start with zero, but your group will grow quickly, especially if you already have a large group that you work with. It'll grow very fast, so don't even worry about that. Everybody started with zero, and depending on what day they start, they're going to have more or less followers. So don't worry about that. The other thing is, you will learn in this book the power of a ping. And if you think of ping pong, that will help you. Ping pong is a game where you volley that little ball back and forth over the net. When you are a social networker and you're not on here to just socialize, you're really on here to connect, to say, I'm here, I'm available, I love you, I like you, I want to hang out with you as much as I can. Can't do it, 4 hours a day, but I can do it a little bit. The power of the ping enables you to toss balls into play, several times a day, but to only volley back one time a day. And that is the power of the ping. And this ebook will help you understand what a ping is. And you can do pings from any locations. What I've done all the way through this particular ebook is I've just dumbed it way down. Of course, if you have hours and hours and hours that you want to invest in becoming a social networking specialist or expert, oh my goodness, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of books out there for you to choose from. When I did an Amazon search yesterday for social networking, it came up with 16,000 choices at Amazon.com. You could spend forever, and you would never know it all because it's changing. Even as these words are coming out of my mouth, social networking is changing. So what you need to do is you need to select a sane approach to this, something that you can actually maintain over the long haul. 15 minutes a day is very doable, and even saying 15 minutes a day, what I mean by that is 15 minutes a day on the days that you want to do it, that you can do it. I always take Sunday off. I usually take Saturday off. I sometimes travel for 3 to 5 days in the middle of a week, and I take those days off unless I feel like getting on there. So you don't have to do it every single day. But the days that you do it, you get the benefit of doing it, and the days you don't get it or you don't get on there, guess what? You don't get the benefit of being on there, and that's just how it is. So the one thing I wanted to go over kind of here in this little show, and we just have like 5 minutes left, I just wanted to do a little welcome sane social networkers show here just impromptu. But I did want to just review that one of the ways that social networking has been incredibly important to me is that it has allowed me to use everything that I'm currently doing. I'm currently doing all kinds of stuff, and so are you. It allows us to use everything that we're currently doing for the benefit of as many people as possible. And honestly, when I get out of bed every day and I'm talking to God about my day, that is what I'm saying. I am asking Him, okay, I am only one person. What could I possibly do today that would make a difference for God in this world? And that's what I want to do every single day. I just get up with that as my goal and motivation, and I just ask God, if today is the day that you and me are just supposed to hang out in the prayer closet, cool, that's great, that's accomplishing things for eternity. If today is the day that I get to publish an ebook, cool, that's accomplishing things for eternity. But whatever it is, and I know that you've got stuff in your life too that you're saying, I'm doing this, but you know what, only one person is benefiting, and I think there might be 15 people or 1,500 people or 15,000 people, or 1.5 million people who need to hear what I'm saying today, who need to see what I'm doing today. Well, social networking is an awesome avenue. It's a vehicle by which we can get out to the public what we are doing. And so it's the coolest thing that way. Now, one thing I did want to just mention here is that I use everything that I do now. If I think it's of interest to at least 10 people, I go ahead and I put it out there on my social network. So, like right now, you might write a short email note to somebody, and inside of that short email note, you might mention the great movie that you saw over the weekend that you think they should see. Well, guess what? Probably a lot of other people wish that they knew a good movie to watch. So ping it. Put it out there. You might send one of your relatives a recipe that you made. Well, guess what? You know, other people would like to know that recipe. Put it out there. And sometimes you have an article that you've written that you've posted online at your blog or at somebody else's blog. You own the rights to it. Well, go ahead and ping the URLs of where that's posted so other people can read it. Just give a very brief definition of what's in that article and let people know about it. There's probably a lot of people in your sphere of influence who would like to read that article. Did you do some kind of a conference call or a podcast or a radio show that people might like to listen in on? Well, go ahead and ping out the URL, the website address of where they can listen to that. How about, have you recently added an answer to your facts page, your frequently asked questions page? You should ping that. A lot of people probably were asking the same questions. Did you just release an ebook like I just did? Ping that. Put it out there. Did you just watch a video at YouTube that made you laugh hysterically or just improved your life in some way? Well, give people the URL for that. There's so many things. You know, every single day you are being asked new questions. You are presented with new ideas. You get excited about a little shortcut or discovery you made. You maybe are challenged by a new book or author or by a Bible verse. You're possibly inspired by a blog post you read. And there's so many more things. And whenever you experience any of these moments from now on, the question in your head is going to be, is there anyone else in the world who might enjoy knowing about this? And then those insignificant little daily interactions or aha moments will become the fodder for your social networking life. It's really that simple. You're already doing all of the work for it. This ebook, Sane Social Networking in 15 Minutes a Day, just provides the opportunity for you to put it out there in such a way that other people can also benefit from what is being flowed through your brain and your hands and your life. So from now on, instead of answering one person's question for one person, you will answer one person's question for the benefit of all. You'll share your bright ideas in embryo stage, and you will find that your social networking group becomes a new type of mastermind group for you. You'll pass along shortcuts, great buys, favorite recipes, and more. You'll share the titles of your favorite books or movies, and you will link your friends to every wonderful online resource that you think might intrigue them. You'll spend time on your family's and your close friends' social networking pages when and if you have time. And you will go ahead and just use the moments that you have to maximize your influence for the benefit of all, and to take what you've been given and share it with other people. That is my whole motivation and goal, and I'm so grateful that you joined me this morning for the launch of Sane Social Networking in 15 Minutes a Day. I hope that you have a wonderful day. I hope that you head on over to Sane SNS, Social Networking Success, SaneSNS.com, and request your free copy of Sane Social Networking in 15 Minutes a Day. You have a great one. Bye-bye.